It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. I'm voting on neutral Switzerland, but I actually don't know. Maybe she'll tell us in a minute. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Thank you. Very well. From Switzerland, yes, and with a very important topic in Switzerland this week, and that would be, of course, the World Economic Forum in Davos, where this morning President Trump also had his speech. So this is what's actually called the WEF, World Economic Forum. It is an anniversary this year, already 50 years, very difficult to believe, but this forum exists actually since a long time already. So it began this week with a speech from the founder. His name is Mr. Klaus Schwab. He, of course, made a little historical story of the forum. He insisted on what the main goals are this year's. In his opinion, the world is in a catastrophic position because of climate changes, and time is running out. He insists also on the fact that there are a lot of talks, there are a lot of conferences, of movements, but that basically, if one has to go from words to acts, and this is, in his opinion, what's still missing. He does believe also that the challenges are by now so gigantic that the only one to tackle all of the issues is a global action, which would mean basically then that every country would try to participate to this worldwide effort in order to make that an efficient action. And he announced also a project, which is planting a billion of trees. This is not little. This is a very large project, and it also definitely needs a large organization to do so and the support of as many countries as possible. At the beginning of the forum, the Swiss president, Simonetta Sommaruga, also had her speech. She is the actual Swiss president, but as you know, in Switzerland, there is a rotating system, a Swiss presidency, which means that from the seven leaders that are elected by the population, every year, one of them is the actual president. As I said, this year it's Simonetta Sommaruga, and she opened the forum, concentrating also on the climate. She didn't spare her efforts. She talked about the world burning. And with that, she didn't mean the fires in Australia, even though they are part of it, but she meant in a much more general way that the effect of the climate changes are a real disaster. The ecological balance is endangered. She also talked about the consequences of having animals, insects, plants disappearing, that this diversity is like the Eiffel Tower. She definitely used this image. And when one takes away a little piece, remove a little piece, nothing really happens immediately. But at one point, everything collapses. So the business world specifically must do more to reinstate this balance, or at least to make sure that it doesn't get worse. Of course, she is a person of dialogue, and it is very important that all of this is discussed during that forum. But she, like the founder, Mr. Schwab, she also insists on the fact that words are words and action is action, and this is really definitely what's missing. Another very prominent figure by now gave also, actually answered some question, and this is Greta Thunberg, as we know, a leading figure in the fight against climate changes. And she was basically saying nothing that we didn't hear before, but she was already also insisting on the fact that while so many things have happened, just for the past year, actually, things are going extremely fast. There are alliances of young activists. There are a lot of talks. Government are now really very aware about the fact that if they don't answer all of these questions, they might not be re-elected. So the green parties are definitely also being taken much more seriously. But her opinion remains that in spite of all of this, the action is not bringing much effect. So either it means that we didn't do enough to make changes, or we probably talked too much about it without really acted on it. It's interesting also to know that a few hundreds of activists are on their way from Klosters to Davos by foot, but because they didn't get permission to do so on official roads, they will probably take secondary roads and snowfield hiking routes to eventually manage to reach Davos, even though it might be very difficult because obviously, considering the guest in Davos, security is very, very high. All of this was done a little bit in opposition with then the speech of President Trump, who gave an extremely optimistic speech. He also made sure that people understand that it doesn't bring much, in his opinion, to always see only the catastrophes and the disasters, but that a lot can be achieved, as he thought a lot has been achieved already in the US. And he also announced the United States participation to the Billion Trees initiative. So those were the main speeches for the beginning of the forum. One can also add to that the guests are extremely prominent. This forum seems to become each year more important. We can just mention a few. Ursula von der Leyen was there, the new president of the European Commission, the Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, the Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin, the president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, and the Ukrainian president Zelensky. Those are just a few of the many guests in Davos. There are also about 1,680 business leaders, and of course also a few more glamorous name like the singer Peter Gabriel, for example. Notably, when one looks a little bit at figures, we have 76% of men and 24% of women. That seem like this a little bit disproportionate, but this is how it looks like. The some notable absent are Prime Minister Boris Johnson from the UK, President Bolsonaro from Brazil, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe from Japan. I would say that another figure that is interesting, even though figures are always a little bit difficult to present, I would nevertheless just say that banking and finance are the main people represented with 20%. Then we have public figures with 15%, and then media and entertainment with 12%. Notably, I would say that energy and environment only gets a 6%, which seems very low considering that everybody seems wanting to address the issues of energy and environment. And this is when I would almost say that while there are many good intentions that are talked about during this forum, it is also nevertheless a business deals forum where so many people have once in a year really the possibility to meet so many CEOs, so many leaders of big industries all together. And it is a fact that during the Davos Forum, a lot of business deals are talked about. But still, on a positive note, a lot of other subjects are also talked about, and so maybe this is the balance that that this forum has to offer. So a lot of discussions on fossil fuels, or a lot of discussion on innovative and climate-friendly investments, and a lot of discussion on the role of every country and every industry in that respect. This is by all means going to be a very interesting Davos Forum for 2020.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.